Blog Talk Radio.
To know the Calvary's here. Look, guys, I'm backed up like the 405 on Carpocalypse. Take the watch. Help yourself to a fat girl, yeah?
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it was just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA. And the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say. Cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A. I'm coming in. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
See him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real. Yeah. I wasn't faking up. No. My real life was a headline. Your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag. Your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot, feeling like Pop. Back in I-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave. Ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping. Everybody wanna start dipping. First nobody wanna listen. Now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fees. Even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Shoot that shot. Shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Hey, why not? Ain't no big. Ain't no big. Feel like Pac. Feel like Pac. We can't lose. We can't stop. We can't stop. Yeah, coming in hot.
He's the fastest man alive. Whoa. Can you tell me if I'm the fastest man? He's the fastest man alive.
They're not. They're not cops. They're not.
They're not cops. Oh, shit. No.
Okay. 1-2-1-2. The gate is open and you're running through. They're gonna let us out. So, the latest update. Gonna be dealing with a couple things, so I want to go into. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I want to go into a couple of ideas I had earlier. So, one revolves around. Okay, so let me start here. Because I want to try to work through it, you know, and I do my thing. And some people just sound like I'm rambling, and, you know, if you can keep up, do your best. All right. So, I want to try to give meaning to what it is that's happening in my mind while I'm talking about these different topics. So I think the best way to do that is to start with just some simple ideas. One is that there is a natural value in grasping an idea, which is it's kind of, if you think about it, grasping an idea in and of itself is already a miracle, right? Like, whenever you have an idea, so you kind of, you know, let's say, for all intents and purposes, you know, we'll start from, like, in the beginning, you waking up. So you waking up, you know, and you wake up and you have a potential, you know, like a web of potential in front of you. And depending on what your idea is about this potential, you begin to create. So I think this idea for us is, you know, almost like in comparison to, you know, in the beginning, you know, that I shoot, you know, for you know, for all intents and purposes. But, you know, so in the beginning, you know, so it's basically the awakening and creating something out of, you know, idea. And a lot of times the idea is, well, mostly the idea is for benefit, you know. And our, you know, and it's kind of jumping ahead, is our belief is that God, you know, or our Heavenly Father, created everything for our benefit, which, you know, in by us being a creation, it kind of entails something, because the ability, this is the being made in God's image, right? The ability to create something, to grasp the future in the now, right? So you're able to look ahead in your mind in somewhere that you're not, make the future, start building the future in your present. And I think this is the, like, the basis, fundamental basis of valued expression, right? It's the ability to be expressive, creatively, to be creative and express that creativity poses the most benefit for mankind. Okay. And, you know, everything that's valued is just an expression of an idea. You know, it's something that was not a reality, that was brought from not where reality is to where reality is. And, you know, so this is kind of what we're dealing with. And, you know, it's a lot of the ideas that we have are most of the ideas that we, like, most of the thought processes that we have, all are biblical or theological thought process, you know. And it's basically woven into the fabric of everything you say and everything you do. You know, and so for me, you know, just to kind of bundle that up, for me, it's always opportunity, you know, to be able to give back some kind of thanks, you know, gratitude, just thanks, you know, certain ways you can say thank you. Sometimes you can say thank you, and sometimes you show thank you. And it's, you know, I think applying a certain amount of effort into, you know, being creative, producing something that's not already produced, doing something that's not already done. You know, that's kind of my way of giving back, because, you know, what else do we have to give, right? Okay. So, since we're here, I want to do this, too. I want to do this. I want to So there was something I was thinking about earlier, and actually it wasn't a whole thought. So have you ever just been like going through the course of your day and you run into a situation or whatever, or and the situation kind of compounds or adds to an already compounded, you know, situation or whatever, and There's a phrase that we use that I think is ironic, because of the simple fact that I was thinking the thought, you know, like, okay, you know, I understand what people mean when they say I'm at my wit's end, you know, and the funny thing about it is that brought me to an actual scripture in the Bible that statement, at your wit's end, comes from, right? So it's in Psalms, And if I'm right, then I'm, you know, I've read over it a couple times, but I'm not reading right now, and I don't want to, you know, just take really, really, really long. But basically, the idea is, under a certain amount of turmoil, you know, you have to reach out, and basically God has to save you. You have to be saved from divinity itself. I mean, by divinity itself. You can't, at a point, you lose your ability to save yourself. This is fundamentally a difference, like, between Judaism and Christianity. It's in the Old Testament, but, you know, mostly Jews, you know, and if anybody, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not sure, I'm trying to be like, you know, don't be canning me or none of that, but I'm just saying, like, mostly if I'm right, you know, people who study Judaism believe that they have to deal with their own sin, and they basically have to work out their own salvation with God, between them and God, you know what I mean? And we as Christians, we believe that we cannot deal with our own sin, and basically we have to have, you know, Redeemer to deal with our sins, our shortcomings, and our salvation, you know. And so the thing about God having to save you, you know, in time, it says something like, you know, you're in a rocket ship at sea, and, you know, staggering around like a drunken man, and you're at your wit's end, or loosely translated in the Hebrew term, lose all your wisdom. So at your wit's end, lose all your wisdom, you know, difference in translation. But I think that's a point to where, you know, everybody gets, and you have to look for, you know, you have to look for a divine intervention, you know, because you believe that God is enacting in everything, and then God is, you know, actually micromanaging everything. He controls everything to work out his plan, you know. Make the command, control the sea, control the well, and, you know, work out his plan. So, that being said, you know, it's kind of the thing that I do. I think that, you know, the being able to, you know, get to a certain point of being creative, and how it kind of intertwines with the idea of expression and self-expression in the Bible, and I just thought that was, you know, worth talking about. So, quoted anything, you know, let me know. And I will, you know, read over to get back to you. I don't want to do a whole, you know, like a whole biblical lesson. But I'm going to play a song, come back, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about, and then we'll go into, you know, our off-the-air stuff when we get off the air. All right? Let's go.
And whatever. Let it run. Hey yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey yo, this song is for anyone. Fuck it. Shut up and listen.
sit back with this pack of zigzags in this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur to berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps and it sells to relieve all this tension, dispense and these sentences get. And this stress has been eating me recently. Off of this chest and I rest again peacefully. But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freak see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. Instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tempt me. My tank is on empty, it's on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet. In the air, I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why? The news every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense, it's constant. Oh, it's just lyrical content. The song guilty conscience has gotten such rotten responses. And all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index, the pinky, or the ring, or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up your school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin, where were the parents at? And look where it's at, middle of America. Now it's a tragedy, now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. An attack in the NIM cause I rap this way. But I'm glad cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I just return. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is. And pigeonhole into some poppy sensation that got me rotation at rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black. Cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking question. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how? Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out. News they driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing. I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph. You can call me an asshole, I'm glad. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam. Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am.
So the last time we had a little quick discussion, it was about some ideas that I had for, you know, what Raphael Stone and people like that should do. But can't give it to you now. I guess I will. So check this out. in my mind, I'm like, James Harden really want to leave. And, of course, you know, everybody was kind of hoping that he would kind of change his mind once he played, you know, with the team, and, you know. But he just died. It's something about Tim and Fertitta he just don't like, you know. And then I kind of got an idea. You know, you kind of look at him and be like, you know, man, they kind of thick. you kind of milky, bro. So maybe that, along with the Trump supporting thing and good old boy type mentality, maybe that's just like too much, you know, for especially for county dudes like that. They probably ain't, you know, they ain't used to it. For us, we'd be like, you know, we used to it. What you expect 9 out of 10 business owners in Texas gonna be, you know. But I kind of think that if James Harden stayed, I kind of think we could win the championship. I really do. I really do. I really think we got the team to win if we stay healthy. And the stay healthy part is really, really, really like hinging upon if James Harden is going to be on our team or not. Because if he leaves, we getting back players that's not healthy. We getting back players that's already been hurt. Like, name a guy that's been in the player, any of the discussions that hasn't already had significant time off. Like, we play them and they're not on the court. You talking about Ben Simmons? Nah, that's the process. We already know he's gonna be hurt. You know, C.J. McCollum, he had a big game, but nope. I would like to, Brandon Ingram will be hurt too, but his upside is so crazy. Like, if we get Brandon Ingram, and we got Brandon Ingram at small forward, Christian Wood at power forward, that's a long team. And I like long, fast players that can handle the ball. And that's really what you want. You want long, fast players that can handle the ball and play defense. Then, you know, a player like Ben Simmons comes in handy, you know, because he kicking the tall players that can shoot the three. And drive off, get their own off the bounce, and, you know, pump fake and go to the goal and go crazy. But, hey, drop this and then we'll be back.
Earl, what's up, man? It's your partner, Shelf Dog. You know, we've come a long way, baby. Round up. Oh, they love the way us players fall. No doubt. That's how we do this. It's all about you, man. It's your life. Let them know something.
I rock with a top, they cop. They couldn't be saved by crap little death. Cause I've probably never ever seen a pearly gate.
Pearly gate.
At the pace I'm going now, it'll be too late. Can you taste it? Taste it. Down and smell it. You know what that is?
With
a
sucker rip.
I have to repair. I break my step with it every morning. Right before I leave the crib.
Jackal
through the ghetto, bullets ricochet. I'm hitting corners in my Cadillac Escalade. It's summertime and I'm scorching. I'm hella keyed and I'm perking off that num-num juice. I'm in the traffic with my music on storm. Got a ticket just for blowing my horn. To bring a sticky ring, present my ears around my neck. Looking like some chrome.
Be at your best.
We don't play checkers no more. We play chess.
One trick clock, double I no block. A shot, double L side shot.
My best, y'all. One time up, see me fall. I'll be in my new mug, yeah. Acres, cars, and business. Quarterback that's just not Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he
Deshaun is the, like, it, but he's just not Patrick Mahomes. You know, like, almost, but not quite. James Harden is, but you're not quite LeBron. You know? So, I mean, that's kind of like what the next biggest, the third biggest city type, you know, mentality. It's like, you know, just enough to just get your hopes up, and then probably not gonna get it. But, and that's, you know, and I get what James Harden is saying, like, send me to. But then when he started going backwards, like, I go to Miami, I go to Portland. You know, you go to Portland, you will leave. Hold on, let me get this. You will leave the third, whatever, and go to Portland. Oregon, like on the Oregon Trail, like you're gonna get on the Oregon Trail and have inadequate water and be on the stagecoach and go like Portland, like no, we don't see it happening. I don't see that one happening. I think you're trying to bluff us, bro. I think you're trying to bluff us. If I knew a bluff, that's a bluff. He don't want to go to Portland. Cause I'll say, okay, I want Damian Lillard. For James Harden, straight up, he want to go to Portland so bad. We'll take Dame. Let him shoot from the rocket. Let him shoot from the rocket sign. Now shoot that mug from the other side of the court if you want to. I can tell that. But see, I have to say this. Make a long story short. At the end of the day. Let me tell you something. If you ever want to be a whole slice of cheese, never be on a hamburger, bro. Never be on a hamburger. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like it was appropriate when we're talking about the Houston Rockets. And I believe the Houston Texans, Houston Oilers, Astro, Dynamo, what else they got? Mosquitoes? I don't know. Never going to be a slice. Never going to be a slice. I don't think so. So, hey, everybody that's fans in Houston, fans of Houston, never going to be a slice. I just hate to tell you, it's always going to be L.A., it's always going to be New York. And even though New York haven't won since, like, 56, like, they haven't won since, like, 56. And I'm talking about media is pumping. Like, oh, yeah, this. Gotta get it, gotta do it, everybody. And you let the Jets mess around there and win four games. See, don't they act like them boys are the 85 Bears. You'll never hear the end of the Jet win four games. I'm telling you. The Giants, you see how they do? They go, Danny Dimes. Was there no nickname? Danny Dimes? They don't even know that. That sounds like a, you know, that's white chocolate. That's he's going to be breaking ankles or something. Danny Dimes, you can't even do one of the best nicknames in all sports history. And what has he done? Like, come on. Like, Jimmy G, that's just, you know, that's initial. That's not a nickname. And they was, he don't deserve no nickname. But then you go off the name, this dude, Danny Dime. Don't hit. He didn't play for Bill Belichick. He didn't play behind Tom Brady. He didn't come in and go five in a row. He didn't get no major contract. He just got drafted and then Danny Dime. Just because he in New York. That's what I'm trying to tell you. East Coast bias is real. And not only is it real, it's, you know, when they talk about trickle-down economy, you got to look at the fact that where is it trickling from? The kind of most of the economy is trickling from the East Coast. The coast, I mean, you know, we hold out, you know, we down here, so we hold our own, but you got one and two. I mean, we the third wheel. They got all the money monopoly, money game on the East, and then they got all the, you know, entertainment and technology and jump off on the West, and we basically industrial over here. You know, we basically do the grunt work like always. Well, you know, yeah. Hey. But with that being said, I can couple things I did want to say before I get out of here. I ain't never been the one to tell nobody how to spend their money. And, you know, this is just random ideas that I have, so I wanted to kind of save this for last. So, you know, if you missed it, you miss it. But if you happen to hear this, there's a lot of millionaires that be buying stuff. And I want to tell about how to spend your money. But for all you woke millionaires, all you pro-black millionaires, all the millionaires that was, you know, jumping on the George Floyd bandwagon and that was marching and we can't breathe and all this and that stuff, and you talk about systemic racism and systemic this and systemic that, let me just give you an idea. This is just an idea. I'm not, you know, not the smartest person in the world. Matter of fact, I don't know anything for sure. A lot of stuff that I say, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to convey an idea or a thought. So, here it is. I got 45 seconds to explain to you how important it is to buy land. Not only land, but land that'll produce food. So I think that it's important that if you don't buy land that'll produce food and buy farms and buy land and produce food, that it's hard to say that you're pro-black if you're not going to buy that or grocery stores or convenience stores. Something that can provide food in the black economy. So if you want to be pro something, if you want to give life to something, you give it nourishment. So you can't say that you pro something and you give money to, you know, stuff, clothes, but then you won't take money and invest it into food. Invest it into food.
I'm going to look at the day today. I've got some committed person. I'm not a crack.